about an hour or so ago, I experienced something unlike anything I've ever experienced in my life. It's a strange and colorful new shape right along the riverfront here in Lansing, a large luminarium. It's not a children's bouncy house, although it is inflatable, and it's not a cathedral, although its multicolored windows do impart the tranquility of stained glass art. Architects of Air is a British company that builds and displays enormous and inflatable structures all over the world. The Exopolis is here at Common Ground and is a colorful creation of geometric grace. And I'm joined now by Kim Lucas from Architects of Air. Welcome to Current State.
Thank you very much. Yes, very pleased to be here.
You travel around with these incredible inflatable creations.
Absolutely. I feel very, very honored to be able to do that. Yeah, it's a great job and I love it. Yeah.
Tell us... I told everyone we'd do our best to try to describe this whole experience. We can see the Exopolis here across the river.
Yeah.
Describe it a little bit physically for us.
Physically, it's made completely out of PVC, some reinforced PVC, but mainly it's a material that's 0.3 of a millimeter thick. So although it's very, very durable, it's got a fragility about it. The coloured PVC that you see when you approach the structure, it has a certain transparency to it, which lets light in from outside and then permeates through the plastic to create a very, very colourful, beautiful rainbow effect on the inside.
It's a dream. It's like a dreamscape. That's the word that came to mind.
Yeah, and as you said in your introduction, Alan is inspired by natural geometric shapes and Islamic and monumental structures and architecture. But we don't like to enforce any idea of what the viewer will see, so that they can use their imagination to just enjoy what the piece is and to lie back, enjoy it while they walk through, sit down, and just let the environment embrace them.
Exactly. You can just immerse yourself in this extraordinary space.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great experience, and we are a completely inclusive company, so anybody from very small people, from little tiny children to 120-year-olds to people in wheelchairs can come along and enjoy the experience.
There's a seamless quality, though, to it at the same time, because it's made out of this thick plastic.
Yeah.
There's no real sharp edges to the whole thing, which kind of is a big part of it, I think.
It's completely handmade as well. So it's takes about 6 months to make a complete luminarium of about 8 people working very hard on their hands and knees to create this structure. So every single seam that you do see has been carefully put together by somebody, and each panel has been cut by hand. So it's a very precious piece of sculpture.
We want to make clear that the Exopolis is across the river from Adato Riverfront Park, so you do have to cross one of the two bridges here in order to get to it, but it is definitely worth the time. It took me about 10 minutes to walk through it.
Yeah, we tend to ask people to come in for about 15 to 20 minutes at a time so that they do get the whole experience, that they can spend a little bit of time to sit down and to just look at the colors and the patterns.
There are all these little cubby holes, or almost like a tiny little, I want to say cul-de-sacs, but just tiny little cubby holes where people just kind of sit down or lay down and just kind of take the whole thing in.
And just take themselves away from their daily environment. I mean, you have a little bit of ambient music as well, so that that can just kind of detract away from the outside noises. I'd just like to say that this is the 20th structure of Alan's designs. The company has been running for... Alan has been making these luminariums for over 25 years, but this is in particular the 20th structure made. And it was actually completed, the main piece, the cupola with the stained glass that you see, that with the patterns, they were completed by a community project all in Nottingham in England. So it's a very special piece of work.
Beautiful. You've been all over the world with this thing. Is there a place, is there a country where people have just responded more intensely than others,
Personally,
or is it a universal
thing? No, I think it's intended to be a universal thing, and people the reactions all seem to just, we basically want to just make people smile and to have a little bit of a relaxation. And I just love meeting people from all over the world, and it's just a really nice, positive experience.
It's a, it's basically, it's a series of almost like tunnels.
Yes.
That you kind of make your way through. It's not a small structure, though, either.
No, and it can be quite deceiving from outside.
Yeah, exactly.
It definitely, unwrap it when you get inside, because it really, really can see what the structure is. Because although it looks like an interesting form from outside, you really have no idea what it looks like until you get inside. So I strongly suggest everybody comes and sees it.
We're talking with Kim Lucas of Architects of Air, which is the creator of this extraordinary inflatable structure just across the river from us here at Adato Riverfront Park. Do you know the? You mentioned Alan.
Alan is the designer, Alan Parkinson.
And do you know him?
Oh, yes, I do.
He would seem to be an interesting fellow to meet.
He's a wonderful man, yes.
Created this thing, and many others like
it. Yeah, he has a fantastic mind. And it's an honor to work for him, because there is not really many people that do this sort of thing and create these structures.
So. Have you been to the same place twice then? Do you go back to places?
Last year I went to the Minnesota State Fair, and I absolutely loved it, and we're going again this year.
Oh.
But unfortunately I'll be on another event, but yeah, I'd love to go. There's lots and lots of events that I'd love to go back to.
Well, fortunately, I had just enough time to take it in before we came on the air here today, and I do recommend it to everybody.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll be back again next year, if God willing.
That'd be great. I really recommend it. Extraordinary experience. Kim Lucas is with the British company Architects of Air. We recommend you take it in here at the Common Ground Festival. Thanks, Kim.
It was lovely to meet you.
Same here.
Okay.